The just shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not fear the evil hearing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. After my ordination, one of our priests gave me an ordination gift. It was a book about the history of the religious orders in the church. And one of the hundreds of orders this book mentioned was that of Saint Paul, the first hermit, which existed in France in Middle Ages. The Order of Saint Paul was its official name, but more commonly they were called the Brothers of Death, because they were a figure of a skull on their scapulars, and they were also obliged to meditate constantly on death. In the sight of the world, meditating of death seems grim, negative, even self-destructive idea. But as our Requiem Mass gradual points to us Christians, the just man shall not fear the evil hearing, but he will be ready to keep constantly in his mind that he will be one day removed from this world in front of the judgment seat of God. It once pleased God to give a sample about the rigor of the divine judgment to Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, in order that her example might inspire us with a healthy fear of death. One evening she knelt down to her usual examination of conscience, when she was suddenly wrapped in ecstasy and taken up to God's presence. Then our Lord struck her with such a powerful sense of the malice of each of her faults that those nuns who were around her in the chapel and heard her make her examination aloud while in ecstasy were struck with horror. The first fault she mentioned was this. She confessed having omitted, on awaking in the morning, to direct her earliest thoughts to God, because she was being busy with the care of calling up the sisters to their prayers. This omission, which to us doubtless looks an act of holy zeal, appeared so horrible to the saint that she begged God's mercy, declaring meanwhile that she was unworthy of it and deserving of a thousand hells. Next, Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi accused herself that while standing in the choir, instead of being wholly absorbed in God's praise, she had felt some annoyance at seeing the prescribed inclinations of the head and other ceremonies omitted. Here again she implored mercy for something what we might consider zeal for God's honor. She then accused herself, as she had already done in confession that very day, of having rebuked one of her novices with an expression not quite gentle and sweet. She asked God to pardon her, and in order to obtain forgiveness, pleaded the merits of his most bitter passion. She also accused herself of falling into ecstasy in front of a secular person and a failure to note to other nuns to hide her. For this, in which none of us could discover even the shadow of a fault, she blamed herself bitterly, calling it great hypocrisy, since she had appeared to another person better than she really was. She was craving God's pardon and protesting that if he cast her into hell, she deserved to be under the feet of Judas. She continued to accuse herself of such slight defects as these, with the like expressions of contrition, and at length conclude in words which would befit a murderer whom the enormity of his crimes had driven to despair of God's mercy, saying, O God, as I have so often offended thee today, I will not add to my other sins the crowning offense of despairing of thy mercy. Full well I know, O Lord, that I am unworthy of pardon. But the blood that thou hast shed for me emboldens me to look for forgiveness. It is well known how blamelessly Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi had lived, even from her tenderest years. But this much does the weight of the faults of a Christian increase in him, when God takes upon himself the examination of those faults and sins, and they are shown to the soul as they really are. Imagine what then will be our state at God's judgment seat, on beholding our crimes in a light which will be even more clear and far more penetrating than that in which this Holy Virgin saw her slight failings. Those holy French monks meditated constantly on death, for what dread, what horror will one day be ours too. I am sure that if the sight of our own faults could cause death, we should die 1,000 times from sheer fright. But what remedy is there for this? None other than reliance on the counsel of Saint Paul the Apostle in his first epistle to Corinthians. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But whilst we are judged, we are chastised by the Lord, that we be not condemned with this world. So we need to, at least once in the day, examine and judge our evil actions. And when we discover how we have broken against God, we need to blot our faults away by acts of lively contrition and firm purposes of amendment. We should accuse ourselves, but we can be grateful that we can leave judgment in the hands of Almighty God. And as greatly as the poor souls rely to our intercession for them, we have even greater confidence on the intercession to the saints in heaven for us. For these saints have already been redeemed from the evils of this world, and they are filled with compassion and love for us. Us who still struggle here below with our faults, sins, omissions, and failures. Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.